Okay, you guys, thank you for whoever's with me tonight, Saturday night. I have a couple of readings that I've promised to a couple of people, so I'm going to be starting with them. And the first one, I'm so happy and excited to do, oh my God. It's Scott Bob, the hypnotist in my article, The Sims. I don't know if anyone even reads my blog. But my article, wait. I've got my boost, you know, do any of you guys, by the way, practice raising your force, your life force? Well, I do. I keep things like rainfalls and waterfalls and chirping birds and all kind of little self-conscious things. I keep them playing constantly. And I do that so I can keep my brain, you know, take care of that information in my mind all the time. So we're going to be working on Scott Bob, Lena Morocco. She actually requested last week and I missed her. So I want to make sure I do her. And then I noticed my friend Priscilla had said, me too, one week, and I missed her. So I want to do Priscilla. And then there's a customer of mine that I had an issue with. Not my fault, but we worked it out. But I do want to give her one because I think I usually try to throw something her way every month, and I want to make sure I do something for her. So we're going to start with Scott, and I will have to add Scott in because this is my first time with Scott. And while I do this, and I'm sweating profusely. And there's a story behind that. I usually don't sweat this much when I wear my, you know, my accoutrements. But the thing is, today I am wearing something that is dear to my heart. And the moon is down in my fourth house. So this is definitely a fourth house or mother experience that I had. But I had this dream yesterday. I had a dream that I was, you know, I look like this with the curly hair and whatnot. And I thought, oh, wait, I have that somewhere in the house. So I went through and I cleaned up in my bedroom and I searched through the things that I had and I found it and I washed it. And, you know, I did all that I did with it and I had it on and I was doing a reading and it came to me suddenly that it was my mother's. This is my mother's and it is over 20 years old. It's just, you know, she had really good taste and really good quality and it's, you know, and so it still looks great. And obviously she was way ahead of her time, way ahead of her time. I will say my mother was a Leo with a Aquarius moon, which indicates being a leader of thought and fashion. And she was a really a great dresser. So, okay, so we're putting in Scott Bob. I'm not going to call out all of his birth data, you know. And by the way, anyone who feels uncomfortable with ever doing your reading and me calling out your birth data or something like that, just contact me, PM me personally, and you can give me the information, and then I won't call it out. Because I understand that. You know, some people like their privacy, and I'm cool with that. Oh, he didn't tell me what Scott. Why didn't he tell me that? Let's see. I'm kind of concerned with what I'm seeing here. This doesn't quite look right. This looks, I'm going to check. Okay. And this is, I mean, the page I'm on. It just seems like I'm on a weird page, but let me just make sure. You know, the funny thing is, see, look at that. I knew it. It says, you have reached the notification interruption of the web server at this moment. Please try to contact the server again in 10 minutes. It is likely that it will be running late. If you find this message will display during more than an hour, it's a major problem. Oh, geez, Louise, I had a feeling there was something going on. Okay. Well, I am going to go ahead and delete my. Oh, wait, if I do, I'll get rid of this and then I'll come back. Is going on with that? Let me try something else. That is very strange indeed. I mean, of course, it is the server, then there's no getting around it. Oh, I'll use Astrolab. Now it's popping up here. Let's see. I went in under stealth mode. I just thought maybe if I tried stealth mode. And no matter what, I know where the planets are now, but it's hard for me to pull up charts if I can't get to the charts. So that's, you know, that's where we are. Okay, oh, that's right. See, and I would have to sign in. Allow me to log in here. It did. I had to put in my password, but I've got everything here. Wonder what's going on. I hope my own server is okay. Like, what the heck in the world is going on? Okay, I am gonna shut down a couple of things on my own server, you guys. Just so we're okay. Just to be on the safe side. I can always get back to these anyway. And I just like being safe. Okay, so I'm going to shut this one down because I don't know if this one is actually operational. We'll try. Very strange. Very strange indeed. Okay. You know, the moon is in my fourth house, and I questioned whether I should even do this. But then I thought, okay, I'm doing this because I'll give honor to my mother in this video, whatever I do tonight. And so I came and I did it. Okay, so I did get through this time. I can shut this one down. Okay, just one of those weird things. And I will say the moon is at 25 degrees of Taurus right now. 25 degrees of Taurus is square my Mars in the seventh house. I hope I do not offend anyone. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry ahead of time, just so that you know. And it's opposing my Venus. So a lot of you guys might not like me in this little curly bob right here, but I'm honoring my mother and I don't care. So I'm looking at the chart for Scott Bob. Scott, oh, you lucky man. What a lovely life you've led. And I can tell just when I talk to you that you have such a cheerful attitude, and it is something that exudes from you from the depths of your soul, and it's true. It's actually there. You actually are the person I believed you to be all along, sir. You have Jupiter. Oh, well, that's transiting up in the 10th house. No wonder you're happy right now. But your moon is in the 11th house of people. You were born with that. And Jupiter is in the 12th house. It means that you're very, very, you're internally, you're self-sufficient. I hope this is going to make sense to you. See, Saturn is at 29 degrees of Capricorn, which, you know, it's in the 12th house. So you're the power behind your throne. But you have Jupiter in Scorpio, Jupiter in Aquarius, which, you know, Jupiter kind of almost likes being in the 12th house because it's kind of like the co-ruler of Pisces. But in Aquarius, it makes you very humanitarian, and it's kind of hidden behind the scene. You've been behind the scene for a while, and I think a part of you really wants to come out. And you know, there's a part of me that really wants to help you come out. And I think that's what. Oh, I just realized your Jupiter's on my Mercury. No wonder I enjoy talking to you. Isn't that wonderful? Here's the thing, you know, with your midheaven in the 12th house. Career desires. This is something that should be, I guess, pursued. I mean, you do have your natural Jupiter in the 12th house, though. And that had to be really difficult and different to have Jupiter in the 12th house by birth anyway, because all your luck is hidden. It's always been subverted. It's always been subverted. It's kind of funny. You get secret joy out of certain things that no one knows about but you. And the funny thing is, with Saturn there, you've probably figured out how to master the 12th house, the master of disguise, the hypnotist. I swear, I couldn't make it up. The funny thing is, you also have Neptune in the 8th house. I knew it before I even looked in that direction because I knew it was there. And it's sitting in, guess where? Freaking Scorpio. You are a natural detective. I swear you are born to be the hypnotist. Now, the funny thing is, I think in life, I hope that you've been able to amass a little bit of joy and wealth in your life because your sun is down in the second house of money. And if you haven't, well, I mean, it's not over till it's over, right? You have Venus transiting the second house right now. And so is that Sirius? Yep. So you're very, very thought, you know, your mind is thinking, and I think that the good life is there for you. Oh, it is. I just noticed your progressed moon, your progressed sun is now in the fourth house. So yes, you're thinking about a comfortable retirement, and this is the time to go for it. I think you have perhaps, let me count the years. Where's that midheaven exactly? 6 degrees. Ooh, did it pass it already? Yep, it did. Wow, isn't that funny? So this is not done very well, but it looks like you just went through where Jupiter did just pass your Jupiter. So that's an interesting thing. The one thing I'm thinking about here, though, it looks like it's about to make opposition, or it is in opposition to Lilith in your sixth house right now. The only thing I would caution you about right now, especially with Mars transiting your sixth house, is to be cautious of any kind of jealousies in your career or in your work. Not your career. Your career overall is fine. It's like the little work, like the people that, the workers. There might be some concern with your health. But overall, I think you should be fine. You got the North Node in the fifth house, and that's a very good thing as well. And as I mentioned, your moon, where is your moon? Keeps coming to me because it's sitting in your freaking first house. The moon is in your first house. Very intuitive. Neptune's there too. Very intuitive. All in Pisces. Again, the hypnotist. I mean, I could have told you your chart before I saw it. Anyway, Scott, if you want to know more, contact me so we can do a personal reading. You are indeed the hypnotist. It is what you're here to do. You know everybody's freaking secrets and you love it. You get great joy out of it. I hope you talk to me so we can explore this more. It's been fun looking at your chart. I love it, Scott. I love it. Okay, so my next person, let's see who we're going to do. The very next person. Hey, Kimberly Avery is here and Marge Gonzalez. You know what? I've got a connection. I'm going to come back and do it again. Hold on.